Baltimore, Marilyn Dennis, and Jamar. Wake up! I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
Marilyn is back. Big deal. You were gone for quite a while.
I was gone for 2 weeks. I was shooting for the new season, the 10th season of the Marilyn Dennis Show, for the first week. And then while I was out west, my husband and I just went on a road trip.
10 seasons of MDS. Look at that.
I know. Isn't that, it's so, I'm so happy about that. That
make sure the ending of MDS is better than the Game of Thrones.
Yeah. I see no end.
We'll just lose our,
see no end,
all right,
Jamar.
But if you do see an end, just, you know,
I'll let you know.
Phone a friend first, because we'll lose our minds.
If you find out that I'm ending before I find out, can you call me?
Deal.
What's going on?
I haven't heard anything, by the way.
So because my husband is a math nerd, and I love him for that, flights were like 5,000 miles I've traveled, train 518 miles, and car 1,125 miles.
Wow.
Where was I? Vancouver. I was on a float plane, took off from the beautiful harbor, and went into a remote area, a beautiful, beautiful place.
What's that like, taking off the water? I've never done that before.
That is kind of cool. Like,
yeah.
It's like, I get why they do it. It's very noisy in that small plane.
Yeah.
Really noisy.
The propellers and stuff.
I know you know, in Toronto, you had a lot of rain. I had one day of rain towards the end of my trip. Everything was sunny and fabulous. So you saw the Canadian Rockies, crisp with white snow on it. The water was really blue. It's, you know, fantastic. So Vancouver, then we took the Rocky Mountaineer train, which is a beautiful train in the western part of Canada. But you can start in Seattle if you want to. We went from Vancouver to Interior BC, and then we went to Banff over 2 days. There's two kind of layers to this train. One is the eating car, and the next one is on top of it, is the viewing. And there's a beautiful glass cover so you can see the mountains. Like, you can't, there's nothing obstructing your view to see what's around you.
Wow.
And on that trip, we saw five bears. We saw a mama and two cubs. We saw a black bear. And later on, we saw a grizzly bear.
This is on the train?
On the train.
I mean, the train is cruising by, I mean, slowly enough so you could see a bear?
You can see a bear. Well, you know, it's going. But let me tell you this. A lot of people go, well, when you go on the Trans-Canada Highway, you can see all that stuff. Well, not really, because sometimes the train track will meet up with the Trans-Canada,
okay.
Then it separates, and it goes right into the depths of the mountains.
Wow.
And one side, I saw the Selkirk Mountains. The next, I saw the Canadian Rockies. Then you go through so many tunnels.
Tunnels, yeah.
Which is amazing how they did that way back when they didn't have computers. They only had a slide rule. There's this wonderful L-shaped kind of tunnel that they did. They had to ask the Swiss, how do we make this tunnel happen so we don't take the train outside and die, right?
Right.
So they did this interior kind of through the mountains, and they were only off by 2 centimeters when they did it.
People were so much smarter.
Unbelievable.
That. You know, right now I can't even get my contacts to switch over from my old iPhone to my new iPhone.
Yeah.
And people are building tunnels through mountains, you know, back in the day.
It's amazing, all the stuff that they did. And then Banff was beautiful. And then we went up Sulphur Mountain. Gorgeous. Gorgeous, crisp, fabulous. Canada is so beautiful. Then I went to beautiful Drumheller, Alberta with my uncle, who's a huge A&W fan.
Uncle Al.
And we had a buddy burger. That's what we did. And then I went to Montana, Idaho, and Washington State.
Yeah,
that was vacation.
I was watching this on your social media, and I, from everything you were doing, I would say to my husband, this is Maryland's, like, dream holiday.
Yeah.
This is all things Maryland rolled into 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It involves road trips. It involves potatoes, the west coast of Canada, water slides.
I made my husband go. I said, get your bathing suit and go on the water slide. And I posted it on slow-mo.
Oh, you got
it. It was 14 again. But, you know, it was everything. It was family. It was, and May's a great time to travel if you can.
Yeah.
Because it's not incredibly hot. The kids are still in school, only a couple of campers, you know? Like, we're at the border of Alberta and Montana. We were the only ones there. Like,
wow.
I mean, it's amazing. It's just beautiful. So if you ever get a chance to get out to Western Canada or get out to Idaho or Washington or Montana, really beautiful.
When I get out that way, I definitely have to consult with you.
You have to consult with me. I've got some new things that I did not even know about that are just so remarkable. Anyway.
What a fantastic country.
Yeah.
So diverse and so much to see, right?
Yeah. So much fun.
Now we're back into good vibes weather. Sure. Prom season actually happening too. So a lot of people in high school getting ready to do the big dance. They're getting their tuxes ready, and girls are getting their dresses made, or maybe going to pick them up.
Promposals have already been made.
Promposals have made. I mean, they've become so big now because, mm-hmm. like, now with social media, the thing is to mm-hmm. do this big promposal that'll hopefully go viral.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to show you one today on the TV side of things that it came my way via Twitter. And I found out about this young couple, and you're going to see them get ready for the prom today. And my husband is co-hosting the Marilyn Dennis Show with me today as nice. He invited me to prom in Pittsburgh in 1975.
Marilyn, I never saw this. You have to go on Marilyn's Instagram yes. and see this picture. If you haven't seen it yet, it's Marilyn with her husband, her yep. now husband, yep. but at the time, her high school buddy. And they went to prom together. It is the funniest, sweetest, cutest picture I've ever seen.
1975. By the way, that's not my parents' house with the red drapes and the red carpet. That was Vanessa's house. We double dated. But anyway, you can go to the Marilyn Dennis Show site and you can see the picture of Jim and I. Actually, we used that picture, and then we did part two when we got engaged last May. So, yeah, so that we just went as friends. He had called me from Nashville because that's where he moved to. He said, "Is anyone taking you to the prom, your junior prom?" I said, "No." He said, "Can I?" I said, "Sure." So we went. We had such a great time. In fact, we had such a great time, we don't even remember it because there was no drama. You know, sometimes there's drama.
Well, I mean, I was going to ask you, yeah. in those days, was prom such a big dramatic event? Was it as dramatic?
It was a big deal. It was a big deal because, you know, you needed to know what the guy was going to wear,
right.
what the girl's going to wear, and what kind of flowers and what have you. When my son went to prom, well, I don't know how many years ago, maybe 12 years ago, maybe a little bit more than that, they went as a group. What a great idea.
No, they didn't go on separate, like,
no.
separate dates, no?
They just had a whole bunch. Hey, you guys want to go? And they would rent this, like, you know, vehicle. They had a designated driver. What a great idea.
That is a good idea because yeah. my prom was dramatic.
Was it?
Yeah, because I was dating this girl at the time in high school, yeah. Alyssa, okay. and you know, we were together for a while, and then for some reason, because it was the last year of high school, she decided that, hey, you know, let's call it quits. I'm going to my university there. You're going here. We're going to break up. I didn't really like that idea, but whatever.
Yeah.
So essentially, I got dumped before prom. Yes.
Oh no.
But then
timing
was awful. But then. She was under the impression that she dumped me for the prom, but was still going with me.
Oh.
Are you out of your mind? No.
That's awkward.
Yeah, so she's like, oh, yeah, but I'll still go to the prom with you. I was like, no. I'm going with someone else now.
Yeah.
So it was like a big, big controversy.
Good for you. You stood your ground.
I did stand my ground.
I like
someone
that
else. Yeah.
Yeah. I love the idea, though, of promposals because that's such a nice way of saying, will you go to prom with me? And everyone's trying to one-up one another because of, you know, social media. That's so much fun. And then you know that that person really wants to go with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah.
But the best thing, and then Jim and I talked about just this last week, I said, you know what, honey? I love the fact that we went, that we were friends, and that we just had a great time. And that's what it should be. Shouldn't be full of drama.
I mean, it felt like to me, ours wasn't as big of a deal, I feel like, when I was in high school, as I think they might have become now.
Yeah.
And maybe it is because of the things like the promposals.
Right.
Because, I mean, we all, like, I went with a friend. We all hung out as a group the whole night. It felt very casual.
You know, I think the U.S., no, not taking away from Canada, but the U.S. does everything big. Like, really big. The money that the boys saved
yes.
all year. For you to buy flowers, like big parties, and we went to one of the finest restaurants that you could even ask for in you know in Pittsburgh. But I was on the prom committee. The prom committee was go to the Hilton for the dinner, and we were not a rich school.
Yeah,
but people save their money through babysitting and odd jobs, and then you would go to let's say you go back to your high school for the dance,
uh-huh.
and you were all there. Everybody chipped in to decorate. Then you had a band. Always a bad band, guys. And then when the real music came on, you're going, why did we hire the band?
Why is the band here? Filler. Yeah.
Filler. Anyway, but I just think that, you know, I like the way that, like, you know, Adam's and your generation did it because it's like, let's go as friends.
Yeah, ours was really, really low key. We were at, you know, we got, ours was at the Berkeley Church.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like our schools was there and it was really cool and it was a super fun night, but it just felt casual.
Oh, is it Berkeley right up there, the street up from here?
Yeah, it's on Queen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Place most of
it is very cool.
Yeah, I actually gone to a party of it.
Tom, did you go to the prom?
I don't remember, so I think that means no.
Yeah. remember we did that big promotion about, I'm going to say, maybe 10 years ago?
Yeah.
It was a prom.
Yeah.
And we had it at the Masonic Temple. And everybody either wore their prom dresses, if you could still fit in,
yeah.
or really bad bridesmaids' dresses.
Yeah.
And we all had such a great time. And we should do that again. It was a lot of fun. Anyway, if you're going to prom, that's have a great time and watch the Marilyn Dennis Show if you got time this morning. And see some. I'll tell you, the audience is filled with people that went to prom many years ago, and some of them are still married. Wow. Is that awesome?
That's amazing.
That is amazing. It's sweet. It's sweet.
The eTalk Entertainment Update brought to you by the IKEA Bathroom Event. Save 50% on furniture, sinks, and faucets until May 27th. See in-store or ikea.ca for details. Conditions apply. Welcome back, Lainey.
Welcome to me. Welcome to you guys. How was your weekend?
Oh, not as good as yours. With the women from The Social all in Vegas together, and you survived.
We survived. We had a great time.
Where was that Magic Mike show that you saw?
The Magic Mike show is at the Hard Rock.
Okay.
And a couple of us, Mel, Marcy, and I went to Janet Jackson.
Ah!
The opening weekend of her Vegas residency.
Oh, wow. How was it?
And that was at the MGM Park, and that was incredible. I mean, you forget how many, it's hit after, it's a hit
parade. So many hits. Is she still at optimum performance?
The dance moves are still there, locking and popping, and the body is still there. I mean, the voice is, she had a backing track, you know, but at the same time, nobody was complaining. She's still singing. You can still hear her. It was so good. We had a great time. Everybody go see Janet if you can in Vegas.
Right. And then we have some news. But before that, you've got the Sandra Oh special.
Yes.
I don't want to forget about that.
So the Killing Eve season 2 finale is on Sunday on Bravo. Ahead of that, I got to sit down for a wonderful interview with Sandra Oh. That's going to be on Friday during our regular E-Talk time slot.
Good.
And it's a half hour special. And we go deep. Sandra and I go deep. And it was, Marilyn, it was the best interview of my career.
Wow. Yeah. I cannot wait. I love her. I love you. I can't wait to see the two of you. I've seen a little bit on social media, but I can't wait to see the whole thing. All right,
I'm really proud of it. I hope everybody watches.
Yay. Okay. What's going on in the news?
So I'm curious to hear what you guys think of this. So the Whitney Houston estate has announced plans for unreleased music, a Broadway musical, but also a hologram tour. And see, that's what I was. I wanted to know what your reflex was going to be.
I gotta tell you, when people die, especially tragic deaths, you know, Whitney Houston didn't just age out of existence. I mean, she had a tragically horrible death.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to parade a hologram around the world, it just seems really, really. Same thing with Michael Jackson. Tragic.
Yeah.
Then you get this hologram. It's just like, you know, show business is one thing, but this is real life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how I feel about it.
The Broadway show, I think, would be great.
That's a tribute.
That's right. That's a tribute. And as long as they've got some truth to that, that would be great. She's had so many great songs. Yeah, that's true.
But the hologram is pull the body out of ground and just, this is like Weekend at Bernie's in the future. That's what it seems like to me.
Well, do you remember they tried this, or they wanted to try it with a Christina Aguilera collaboration for The Voice? And it was almost going to go ahead, and they pulled it at the last minute because the tech wasn't there. But now they're saying the tech is really great. I still don't know that I think that hologram tech is there. Like, remember Madonna at the billboards a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
I didn't really love that tech. I just felt like it actually looks like a hologram, a video game.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's what's happening. If you are a fan of Whitney Houston, you make the decision to decide whether or not you want to go on the hologram
tour. Did you see new music too?
Unreleased music.
Wow.
That's right.
We have time for one more story because I was yakking to you about Janet Jackson.
Scarlett Johansson is engaged Sunday. The confirmation came on Sunday. She's engaged to SNL's Colin Jost.
I like this couple.
And this would be her third marriage. She's 34 years old. Her previous marriages included Ryan Reynolds and French art guy Romain Doriac.
And they have one child.
Yeah, yeah. And this will be her third marriage. So
nothing
congratulations
wrong with third
to
marriages.
Them.
Third's a charm. That's what I always say.
Just saying. But I really love this. Like, you know, people just pick it up and go ahead. I want someone to challenge Jennifer Lopez. She should not hold the crown of having lots and lots of marriages. Someone else needs to step up.
Okay.
And I'm glad that Scarlett Johansson is stepping up.
Very good. All right, Lainey, we'll see you tonight. E-Talk at 7 o'clock on CTV. And we look forward to that Sandra Oh special on Friday.
Thank you.
Another season, another seasoning, another way to eat. It's like every couple months they just figure out how to tell us, well, now you're eating this, now you're not eating this. You're doing this diet, Atkins, now you're ketoing. I can't make the decision. That's why I listen to Dr. Oz. Oz, thank you.
Dr. Oz is in the room. Whoa. Thanks for coming back to Chum.
It's such an honor to be back here. I always admired Marilyn, but today I really admire you because I met your son.
And I
know the feeling personally. When you get to work with your child, mm-hmm. it's a whole different level of bliss. And most of us as human beings grew up with our parents, and then our parents would have the blessing of having us around. But that the world has changed quite a bit. Well, every once in a while, you get lucky enough to work with your child.
That's right. Well, he was just on the TV show a couple of weeks ago, and Daphne is on your show. And how's that working for you? Because I love the fact that those women are on that show.
Well, first of all, it's a father getting your daughter to be anywhere around you is a real blessing. Yeah. Most of the time, they won't respond to my texts.
Yeah, I know. So. Yeah, me too.
But it's fun because I get to. First of all, I'm joyful that I get to watch her mature as an individual. We're all learning throughout life, but when you watch your child learn, then you sort of pick up on the things that you taught them that you didn't think they were hearing.
I know. Oh, wow.
They actually do pay attention. For all the parents out there, we have a big health kids foundation called Health Corps, and I tell parents this all the time because I see it myself. Our kids listen to us. Mm-hmm. The number one predictor of whether your kids will do drugs, for example, is whether the parents tell them not to do drugs. Now, that sounds like sort of obvious, right?
Right.
Because why would I bother telling my kids not to do drugs? They know better. No, they don't. No. They actually need to hear it from you. When they ignore you, they're still hearing you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Even if you do it in a threatening tone.
Threatening tone, loving tone.
I ever
tone.
Catch you doing a good
work. I gotta get you. I tell you, fascinatingly, the number one predictor of a success in an adult is whether they knew they were loved by their parents. Not whether they were loved, or whether they knew they were loved.
And sometimes that comes with discipline, right?
Yeah. Well, you gotta tell them that you love them, and you tell them in different ways. Discipline is one way. Getting mad when you do the wrong things, it counts. Mm-hmm. They just have to know that you were there for them. And when you hold back and don't say the obvious, please don't. Just say the obvious.
He's a new daddy, our friend Jamar.
Yeah,
Brandon. Little Kofi. How old is Kofi now?
Oh, he's 5 months now. Yeah, 5 months. 5 months old.
What's his name?
Kofi.
Oh.
He's a beautiful little boy. Okay. It's just like, I mean, this wasn't my life. This wasn't my life.
Kofi's going to twist you around his
head. He is, isn't he? Yeah, he already has me by a string. It's crazy. Like, just he gives me that little laugh or that little smile. I walk into the room looking in the crib, and he gives me the and I'm like, yes! He loves me. But it's crazy. As I get, later and later in life, I just keep thinking, like, my mom was right about everything. She got it all right. Like I young people, listen to your parents.
Yeah.
They have it correct.
They get much smarter as we have kids. It makes a big difference.
It makes a big difference. Wow. Now, season 10 has wrapped on Dr. Oz. You're going into season 11. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
We know how tough it is on the landscape of television, for sure. So what's in store for season 11, Dr. Oz?
We've been doing a lot of investigations.
Boy, have you
food
ever.
Investigations.
A lot of new information, so we need investigating.
But I tell you, it expands also into true crime.
Okay.
Where CSI, forensics, all this is playing a bigger and bigger role in how we solve cases. And I got interested in it because I'm obviously fascinated by how the human body works, which is a mystery to most people.
Mm-hmm.
And doctors go into medicine, secret for you guys, because we know we'll never know it all.
Wow.
We actually are continually researching what's going on in the body that we're helping you fix. So it's always exciting to me to be able to investigate new ideas, but the true crime stuff is fascinating because the line between good and evil goes through each and every one of our hearts.
Right.
And we actually know that. So we want to go look for evil, find it so we can avoid it. And what's wrong with the minds of these folks who do these crazy things? Ted Bundy, for example, on the show today.
I know. I can't believe you're talking to somebody that was attacked
Kathy
by him.
Kathy Kleiner was one of the last victims, and she only survived. He broke into a sorority house, murdered her two roommates. She was killing her and another woman, and then a car pulled into the driveway, and the lights caught the room. He panicked and ran away. Otherwise, she wouldn't be here.
Unbelievable.
She was the one who testified against him. I had to look him in the eyes and say, you look charming, handsome. Zac Efron's doing a show now. That where he placed Ted Bundy, which I think fantastic because he was as charismatic as Zac Efron. Guy was a murderer.
Yeah.
And because of her testimony, he ended up getting executed. But we're going to have her on the show to talk openly about what it's like to face that. But whether I'm facing a toxic element in the environment, or you're trying to fix your body better, or you're dealing with the evil that we know in our society, my job is to make sure you understand it so you're not intimidated by it.
Can you help us understand these meatless burgers and products that are hitting the shelves right now?
Yeah. He's obsessed.
Wow. I am obsessed.
We went from Ted Bundy to meatless burgers.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Good and evil, right?
Good and evil. Are they evil or are they good?
So I'll tell you, your 5-month-old son deserves a world that he can live in that's not at risk.
Amen.
And if we don't deal with meat consumption, it will be at risk. 90% of the agricultural species on the planet are because we consume them.
Okay.
And so one of the ways of balancing it out, if we want to be smart and give people what they want, is meats that taste like meat but aren't made from cows. So there are companies that make literally cell culture meat now. It's not widely available. That's coming out. Mm-hmm. There are some that are made from vegetarian sources. Mm-hmm. These plant-based ones like the pea protein burger that's pretty popular now in Canada, widely available. I mean, I challenge folks. It doesn't taste exactly like a hamburger, but it's so close that you don't miss it. And I think that's what we can offer folks. It's sustainable.
Yeah.
It's enjoyable. Yeah. It's celebratory. Because listen, there's nothing healthier, period, in life than having a good time with your friends while you eat.
Okay.
So if you're going to have meat that happens to be good for you, good for the planet, and allows you to do that, mm-hmm. that's a win for me.
Okay.
Look how healthy he is. He's 85 years old. Dr. Oz.
116. Hey, Roger and I are racing.
No. I just want to say thank you so much for coming in today. There's so much to talk about. You and I are going to be taping a show today that's going to run June 5th, and I look forward to that. Congratulations. You got another grandchild on its way?
Coming in August, our 4th, and it's a blessing.
Well, very good. Nice to see you, Dr. Oz. Thank you for coming in today.
Thanks, team.
Thank you for also standing up for science.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
All right. Dr. Oz.
Yes.
Check him out for CTV. We start the week off with lots of excitement. Of course, our Raptors are adding to that excitement. Man, this series.
I know.
Double overtime.
Wow.
Our stomachs are knots, and the knots continue because we have a pair of tickets for you. Time to play the Chum Pyramid. We ask 7 questions total, and the person who answers the very last question wins the tickets to see the Raps versus the Bucks tonight, 8:30, Scotiabank Arena.
This game goes really fast. You got to answer as soon as you know. You got to keep it moving.
Stakes are high. Uh-huh. You should be calling right now. You should be calling right now, regardless of busy tones or anything. Pull over. Get situated. 416-870-1045. You got to get to question 7 and answer correctly to get those coveted tickets. Our first player is who? What do we got?
Matthew.
Matthew, hello. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you
today? Oh, he sounds sharp, I'm telling you. That's those Raptor tickets. Are you knowledgeable, Matthew?
I really like to win these.
I know. Are you knowledgeable? You got to have a great general knowledge. You got great general knowledge?
I know, have a lot of knowledge of generals, but...
Okay, there you go.
I don't know.
Okay, Matthew's a comedian. We love it.
All right. 7 questions, Matthew. Unfortunately and fortunately, you've gotten through and you're the first player, starting with question number 1, Marilyn.
Okay, we begin at square 1. Where in the GTA is square 1 shopping mall?
Mississauga.
Question number 2. John Cryer played Charlie Sheen's brother on what TV show?
2 and a Half Men.
Wow.
Question number 3. What wedding planner star has been married 3 times? In 3, 2, 1. We got another caller. Thank you, Matthew. Too bad, Matthew. Who do we have on the line there, Tom?
Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Okay, we've been counting up. We've gone 1, 2. We're at number 3.
Here we go, Jennifer. What wedding planner star has been married 3 times?
Jennifer Lopez.
Yes.
Whoa.
Question 4. In what sport would you yell 4 if you hit a shot?
Golf.
Good.
Wow.
Question 5. What is a 5-sided figure called?
Pentagon.
Wow.
That's right. Question 6. Whose 2016 album Views was originally going to be called Views from the Six?
Drake.
Ha! She got 6 questions right. And now we move on to our 7th and final question. If you get this right, you win tickets to see Game 4 of the Raptors versus the Bucks tonight, Scotiabank Arena.
Okay, are you ready, Jennifer, for question 7?
Yes.
Go ahead, Jamar.
In a best of 7 series, how many games do you have to win?
4.
Oh!
Wow! Yeah!
Holy! That is awesome!
Draw McGraw. Look at her with those sweats. Bang, 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 bang.
Matthew, thank you so much for calling us. But Jennifer, you got it, baby. Who's going to go to the game with you tonight?
My husband.
All right, what's his name?
Tony.
Yay. Tony and Jennifer, where are you from?
Toronto.
All right. Good luck. Bring us good luck. Yay! I can hear the whole house.
It's a party in the house over there.
Yeah, better get a babysitter.
Yeah,
excellent. Good job, man. Hey, next up for you, Jeopardy.
Oh, I love Jeopardy.
Yeah, I know you do.
Okay. Jennifer, so good to play with you and have a great time tonight. We want to hear all about it tomorrow.
Thank you. Let me know.
The Scarborough Bluffs are trending here in Toronto after firefighters pulled two people to safety who became trapped on the bluffs last night. So I know this happens a little bit too often, everybody. Don't go down there trying to take an Instagram-worthy shot. It is just not worth it. So Cathedral Bluffs Park, that's where this all went down. So firefighters were called there around 8:45. They received reports of two people who went 10 to 15 feet down the side of the cliff, and then they couldn't get back up to the top. So firefighters head over. The two people used a flashlight to alert firefighters to where they were.
Wow.
Firefighters descend the cliff to figure out that they're both okay, and then they use ropes to pull them to safety. So luckily, everyone is fine. Luckily, no firefighters were hurt. Luckily, the two people got back up safely. You know, the whole thing was over by around 10 o'clock at night. But just don't go down there. The Scarborough Bluffs.
Costs the city so much money when you do stupid things like that.
It costs everybody money. It puts your life at risk. Oh, it puts the lives of the firefighters at risk. It's just not worth it for that shot. And we hear so many stories that I see trending all the time about somebody who falls and maybe doesn't make
Canyon.
It. Grand Canyon. And it's for these photos. It's not worth it, people. Just Photoshop yourself into it. If you're that thirsty for the likes, just find a safer way.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's why the Bluffs are trending this morning. And the NBA Finals, also big trending news. This is because last night's Game 4 between the Golden State Warriors and the Portland Trailblazers was a tense one. Golden State was down by 17 at one point, but they rallied. They pulled things together. They sent the game to overtime, and then they completed a sweep against the Blazers. So for the fifth consecutive year, the Golden State Warriors are headed to the NBA Finals. So now we look over to our own Game 4 happening right here in Toronto tonight. The Raptors are going to play the Bucks starting at 8:30. Congratulations again to Jennifer, who just won
tickets. And Tony.
I hope Jennifer and Tony have good luck.
Come on, Jennifer and Tony from Toronto.
Cross your fingers and your toes and your eyes. Do what you have to do. Yeah. Just help us pull it together. Man. It's going to be a great game to be at. You know, the city will be electric tonight. Get yourself down to your favorite local sports bar nice and early. The city's just going to be, it's going to be very, very busy.
Just thinking, a lot of people have long weekend flu and Game of Thrones flu.
Yeah.
Now they're going to have Raptor flu.
That's right.
There's a lot going on.
Game of Thrones, of course, still trending. The series finale set ratings records for HBO. 19.3 million viewers, which was a record for the series, as well as HBO in general. And a lot of people, of course, not happy with the way the series ended. Disappointed at the way things were wrapped up. You know, the last two seasons weren't brought to you by George R.R. Martin, the guy who created the world of Game of Thrones. These weren't his handiwork. His books didn't have a chance to catch up with the success and the speed of the show's production. And so this was taken over, and he gave the creators and the writers his blessing to do that. I just don't think people thought it lived up to their expectations. The Rotten Tomatoes score for the last two episodes are around 50%. And there's actually a petition that has almost 1.5 million signatures to say, hey, we'd like those last two episodes rewritten. Apparently the cast members actually don't really appreciate the petition. Sansa Stark, better known as Sophie Turner, who's engaged to Joe Jonas, she's actually come out and said she thinks that the petition is disrespectful to the hundreds of people who worked on the show.
Right.
Okay.
I was wondering how they felt about that.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, good for them.
They still did their work.
And she's also saying, I'd like to get married, please, and move on.
Yeah, she probably does want to move on. I think a lot of people who didn't watch the show want to move on. I mean, I have...
Hi.
Yeah, you all here. Yeah. If you have a chance, though, one cast member, I wonder what she actually thinks or if she'll ever even be able to say how she feels. Emilia Clarke, who played Khaleesi, she was on a red carpet earlier this year and somebody asked her how she felt about the final season. And she gave an awkward laugh and then sarcastically said, best season ever. I've tweeted that from Chum's account. If you want to take a look, you can
like best season ever.
Yeah,
like not really
in air quotes. Uh-huh. I don't know. I want to know what all the Game of Thrones fans think. So you can text us what you think about the ending. Any old time. I love getting into it. 104.5/36.
Okay.
And to top off all the Game of Thrones shenanigans, plastic bottle left in the shot. Are they trolling us?
I'm wondering about that because yeah, I wondered about that. Once, yeah, maybe. Like, the surprise. But the second time, come on.
It just all contributes to this feeling of it being rushed.
You know what it tells me? It tells me that that when they were, not that they were rushed, but there was no respect with the production when it was being done. Like, if you really respect the production that you're in as an actor or as a continuity person or as a director, you go, whose water bottle's that? Get out of the set. Like, that kind of a detail. So not rushed, just kind of like lazy.
Yeah, and it just,
you know what I mean?
It felt, you know, it just wasn't, I guess, it wasn't the way a lot of people wanted to see it all go down. And I'm not surprised with how things happened, like how things ultimately ended for each character, not surprising. Was I surprised to see a bunch of water bottles and kind of like litter strewn about?
In defense of that crew, think about how many times when you go on vacation, you take out your phone and you try to snap a selfie, how many times you got to redo that picture? Because, my eyelash is off. The flower's there. What's that fork doing in the shot?
Yeah.
So it's hard to get things right, even in our own lives. So
Jamar. Clear the shot.
Yep.
This is a huge show. Like, you know, even when my mug is off or got a little lipstick on my mug, my producer goes crazy. Mm-hmm. I mean, he is crazy. But anyway. But he goes, no, you can't have that. And I'm thinking to myself, that is like everything off the set. Where are the assistants?
Yeah.
I think they're kind of trolling us.
With the number of people and the budget for this show, those types of mistakes, that's really very embarrassing.
Laziness.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Well,
I agree.
Well, we're going to hold you to that, Marilyn. We're going to watch the Marilyn Dennis show today. And,
yay!
And
it's the prom show. It's perfect.
Yeah, we'll check for continuity.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show. Chum 104.5.